Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, March 31st, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Turkey's parliament on Thursday ratified Finland's application to join NATO, removing the last obstacle to the country's long-delayed accession to the Western Military Alliance. The 276 MPs present voted for the ratification on Thursday, following an earlier ratification vote by the Hungarian parliament, the other NATO member blocking the accession of Sweden and Finland to NATO. According to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, unlike Sweden, Finland has fulfilled its obligations under the memorandum signed last year, under which both countries applying for NATO pledged to address Turkey's security issues. Sweden, which has amended its constitution to enact stricter anti-terror laws in response to concerns by Turkey, has expressed hope that it will also be able to join NATO before the PAC summit in Vilnius in July. Local governments in Trimiasto have pledged to collectively provide 150,000 zloty to aid the earthquake-ravaged Turkish city of Gaziantep. The municipal governments of Gdańsk, Gdynia, and Sopot have pledged to provide 50,000 each to support local communities affected by the disaster, according to Gdańsk city officials, with the Marshal's Office of the Pomeranian Voivodeship set to donate a matching amount. With the support of the Gdańsk Foundation and the Gdańsk Real Estate Board, a collection point was set up in February for victims of the earthquake. The collection center has already sent three truckloads of essential aid, such as food, hygiene products, medicines, sleeping bags, and blankets to Turkey, according to coordinator Hakan Haner. Donations can still be dropped off at the collection point down the street from Radio Gdańsk at Ulica Grunwaldzka 126. Polish tennis star Magda Linet and her Croatian-American partner Bernarda Pera will have a chance to advance to the finals today in the women's doubles competition of the Miami Open Tennis Tournament. The Polish-American duo are scheduled to face Canadian Leila Annie Fernandez and American Taylor Townsend around 8:20 p.m. tonight in Florida or around 2:20 a.m. Saturday morning in Poland. A new documentary about Polish star footballer Robert Lewandowski is set to be released today on the Amazon Prime Video streaming service. Titled Lewandowski Nieznany, or Lewandowski Unknown, the film charts the life and career of the prolific Polish striker and national team captain and his path to his current position as a striker for the Spanish powerhouse Barcelona. In Lewandowski's own words, the film tells the story of many people, such as my coaches and teammates, but above all those close to me, family and friends, who constitute an important part of my career and not only accompany me in times of joy, but also support me through difficult moments. One of those difficult moments was his wife Anna's miscarriage during the 2016 European Championships. Despite being devastated, disappointed, and sad at the tragic news, Lewandowski helped the Polish national team make it to the quarterfinals of the Euro 2016 Championships in France, where they later lost to Portugal on penalties. Lewandowski says he hopes his life story will provide inspiration for young people, showing them how every goal can be achieved.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers throughout the day, accompanied by winds from the west and later north. Temperatures will be warmer than yesterday, with highs of 12 degrees centigrade or 53 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 3 degrees centigrade or 37 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Much colder weather is expected tomorrow, with a chance for more showers throughout the day. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.